Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
The WBEN All Local. All Local. A daily look at what's happening in Buffalo, Western New York, and the world.
I'm Susan Rose.
And I'm Brian Mazurowski.
After over a week of questioning, officials in the Buffalo Diocese are defending their position and calculations when it comes to the amount of money each individual parish would owe toward the $150 million abuse settlement. WBEN's Brayton Wilson is here with that.
The Buffalo Catholic Diocese held a series of vicariate meetings last week during which details on the Chapter 11 settlement allocation methodology were shared with parish leadership, including how much each parish within the diocese is set to contribute as part of this settlement. Upon hearing of the totals owed, some local parishioners shared their frustrations with what they feel as some parishes in Western New York receiving payout rates that are not fairly comparable to some other parishes under the Buffalo Diocese. Al Grass, Chief Financial Officer for the Diocese, says the settlement plan was designed and is very consistent with what many other dioceses have done throughout the country.
The various tiers are based on the level of cash for each of the organizations, and we look at their ability to continue moving forward. Obviously, parishes with lower amounts of cash, more, if you will, akin to a break-even, they would see a much less percentage of allocation. The bankruptcy attorneys have said that is still a meaningful contribution for that level, and so on and so forth. So the more cash, with a view of the remaining cash and the ability for the parish to continue, has been considered. So we think it's very balanced, very equitable.
In a conversation with canon lawyer Philip Gray earlier this week, given his belief that the diocese breached canon law with the rationale of their settlement rates for parishes, he's encouraging some pastors to not pay whatever they've been tabbed with. Gress says, though, their allotted contribution is part of the obligation of the Catholic family settlement.
Every single parish is a civil corporation. As part of this Catholic family settlement, they will get released from claims through the effective date and any subsequent that may arise if the window is opened again. So that's a crucial part of all of this. We suggest to all the parishes, as we are doing, that they have some excellent attorneys that have been retained strictly on behalf of the parishes, looking at it purely from their viewpoint. They need to refer to those attorneys who are actively engaging these parishes and get the proper advice.
Much more of our conversation with the diocese is on our website, Brayton Wilson, WBEN.com News.
Brayton, thank you. Well, if you missed that right there, what would happen if a parish decided not to pay? That idea coming up in several interviews that we've done over the past week or just a few minutes ago. Well, the diocese said the settlement includes liability protection against lawsuits claiming past sex abuse. Any parents or parish that opts out of the settlement, and nearly half were named, would face liability exposure going forward, and there is a possibility the state could open the statute of limitations again on child sex abuse cases, creating a liability for parishes that are not covered under this settlement.
Buffalo Common Council member Zanetta Everhart says after witnessing several fights at the Juneteenth Festival involving teens, something needs to be done.
Kids are going to get into fights, but it is the level of violence that we saw. I mean, it was groups of 30 kids just beating the crap out of each other. That's not okay.
Eberhardt is proposing changes for all future festivals.
The resolution that I filed states that all minors aged 17 and under in attendance at the Juneteenth Festival or any festival, any community thing that is happening in our community, are not allowed to be there without an adult. A responsible adult needs to accompany a 17-year-old or under.
She's proposing the creation of a special teen zone at Juneteenth events starting next summer.
Where today is Juneteenth. It is a federal and state holiday. Federal, state, city government offices are closed today. So is the DMV. And there will be no mail on Juneteenth.
The Buffalo School Board met last night and unanimously approved the hiring of Rupp Falsgraf LLC as an independent investigator to examine allegations of covering up harassment and assault cases that were brought up on a podcast earlier this year. WBEN's Evan DePasquale was there and tells us it's not the only thing that was discussed.
The Buffalo Public Schools Board of Education held a public meeting on Wednesday. Many topics were discussed at the meeting, including suspension reform and benefits for substitute teachers.
Despite the critical nature of our work, we often face unavoidable challenges. We experience lost wages due to snow days, region exam schedules, and in-service days. Unlike other staff, we are not offered personal, sick, or bereavement leave, nor do we receive medical, dental, or vision insurance.
Brendalyn Jackson with Subs United of Buffalo wants substitute teachers to get the recognition that full-time teachers receive.
For many substitutes, this is not a side job. This is their livelihood. We are professionals, and we deserve to be recognized and treated as such, with respect from our board, our district, our school administrators, our parents, our teachers, our staff, and our students.
More is available online. Evan DePasquale, WBEN.com News.
All right, Evan, thank you. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu of Israel vowing revenge for an Iranian strike on a hospital in the southern part of their country that injured dozens of people. Dan Johnson is in Jerusalem.
One of those sites is a hospital in Beer Sheva, a city further south in Israel. There was a direct hit on one of the hospital buildings, and we've seen some quite serious damage there. A large emergency response to deal with casualties and to keep people at that hospital safe in the aftermath of that attack. The roof was on fire. The windows have been blown out.
That's BBC News correspondent Dan Johnson.
Meanwhile, in Washington, lawmakers are divided over possible U.S. involvement in the Israel-Iran conflict after President Trump hinted at U.S. forces possibly joining the bombing campaign against Iran's nuclear program. Missouri Republican Senator Josh Hawley says he wants the U.S. to stay out of it.
I don't want to see us be bombing.
But Republican Texas Senator Ted Cruz says Israel is not the only country whose national security is at stake.
It will make Americans substantially safer.
President Trump says he's keeping his options open and has not decided yet how to move forward.
And chicken dishes sold at popular chains being recalled over listeria concerns.
Fresh Realm is recalling pre-made chicken fettuccine Alfredo meals sold at Kroger and Walmart over concerns the ready-to-eat meals could possibly be contaminated with listeria. The company also provides meals to retailers and food delivery services like Blue Apron and Amazon Fresh. The dishes were produced before June 17th on the boxes. They could be linked to a possible outbreak strain of listeria, which has been associated with 3 deaths and 1 fetal loss. 17 people in 13 states have also gotten sick as a result. Matt Piper, CBS News.
That's not good.
No,
listeria,
not
you
at
don't
all.
Want that.
Watch out, and that's at Walmart and some of those prepackaged chicken.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Meals.
The exclusive WBEN 7 weather forecast for this afternoon calls for more clouds than sun. It will be windy. Wind advisories are posted through 8 o'clock this evening for gusts that could reach as high as 45 to 50 miles per hour. There'll be a pop-up shower or thunderstorm, high temperatures in the middle and upper 70s. We drop into the middle and upper 50s tonight with a shower early on. For your Friday, plan on scattered showers and a thunderstorm in the afternoon. Some sun as well, highs in the mid-70s. With your exclusive WBEN 7 weather forecast, I'm meteorologist Josh Nichols.
And joining us this morning on the Trocare College Live Line, Pat Casilio, as we take a look at Clarence and what they're doing with the Eastern Hills Mall. There's recently been a planning board approval of a concept plan for the mall. So Clarence Supervisor Pat Casilio joining us now with a look at what that means. All right, the concept plan. What exactly is it, Pat?
Good morning. The town of Clarence approved the concept of the Living Center last night, which is a mixed-use development of residential and commercial.
This means then you get to move on, right, to the first phase. And what is that?
Well, moving on to the first phase, the project's broken up into three phases. So we do have some anchor stores in the mall right now, and the owners, Uniland Development, is trying to accommodate the people that are operating in the mall at the present time. They're projecting between a 10 and 20 year build out for the mall property. I think it's going to go rapidly once they get the sewer capacity that they need. But it's mainly to accommodate the existing tenants that are in the building now.
So we're hearing about the town approving this plan, but I was under the impression that this had already happened. How many more approvals need to happen before work can actually begin?
The town did approve the concept of the project well over a year ago, but then it had to go through the Seeker Act with checking with all agencies the impact that the development would have to the town of Clarence, to the transit road, to Main Street, and Uniland Development got through all the hurdles of the other government agencies and got the approval to move ahead with the project.
When you said before you're accommodating existing tenants, what does that mean? Will they be allowed to stay or not?
Their leases are, at the end of 20 years, they're not going to have existing leases, but they still have some long-term leases on the plaza that possibly could be over within 8 to 10 years. But they want the property to be in the retail business, so they're trying to accommodate the people that are there right now.
You said you expect this to rapidly move forward once this sewer situation is figured out, but that does seem like a major hiccup. What exactly has to be done again with the sewer, and has some of that work begun already?
Well, I think we should start out that this, in today's dollars, a total build out is about $750 million. It will be the largest single private investment in property in Erie County, Western New York, but there's with 1,300 apartment or patio home type living units there, they need 1.5 million gallons capacity. I'm sorry to get so technical for your listeners, but there is a study that was moved forward by Erie County for a new sewer line to go down Transit Road to the sewer treatment plant in Amherst.
Who's paying for all of that?
Right now, it's sewer district number 5. It's not the town of Clarence. On Long Transit Road, it's Erie County handles all the sewage from the properties on both sides of the road. So they've been paying for at least the engineering side of that. possible new line.
Well, people have been looking forward to this. I mean, this has been talked about for, it seems like, maybe a decade, where we've had this idea of a town center or something like that, transitioning the mall into this. What are we looking at as a timeline now for when we're going to start seeing real change? Because as you mentioned, still very much looks like the mall we all remember.
Yes. A couple of things is, it's been about 10 years. And the town of Clarence wants to make sure that the mall stays as the mall until the project's ready to go forward. We certainly don't want to have it torn down and look at a barren parking lot, 100 acres, waiting for all the stars to align. But we're hoping that if we have a clear direction on the sewer line to Amherst, that the project could start within 2 years. I think what's important on this project versus other projects around Erie County is the owners and the town are all pulling in the same direction to get this project moving forward.
What's your level of confidence, Pat? I mean, malls are in different stages here in Western New York. Eastern Hills seems like it's the first to really take this leap.
If they don't get moving forward on it in the next couple of years, malls could become in fashion again, and they may want to keep it a mall. But again, we're hoping that we get the sewer capacity all figured out and paid for it and moving forward to start the project.
Is there any worry that, you know, we've seen this in Amherst with the Boulevard Mall, the further along the project goes, maybe the more complicated that it gets, it happened here with the sewer issue, that the prices go up and then all of a sudden maybe some of the plans change. Are you at all worried about that?
You know, that was talked about last night that, you know, again, trends could change. The town will be flexible if a certain part of the project does not work anymore, that we're willing to look at changes in the project as time goes on.
Hey, Pat, thank you for joining us this morning. We appreciate the update.
Thank you. You're welcome.
It's Clarence Town Supervisor Pat Casilio, live here on WBEN.
That's the WBEN All Local. All new episodes are made available each weekday morning, produced by the award-winning WBEN Newsroom.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 and start learning today.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.